One obstacle to recovering from cancer is transportation to and from treatments, according to the American Cancer Society. The organization offers free rides through its Road to Recovery program, and right now, several counties need volunteer drivers. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson. After a cup of hot black coffee and a look through the newspaper, Gerald Hutcherson climbs into his red Nissan and heads toward one of the medical facilities in Lexington, where he typically drives a cancer patient for treatment. 3 to 4 days a week for the last 5 years, the 77-year-old has been volunteering for the American Cancer Society's Bluegrass Road to Recovery program. Retired from the Kentucky Army National Guard, he says driving the patients is rewarding.
And knowing that I am helping someone that's got cancer, and you can make it a little bit easier on them, that just means everything.
On this warm Monday afternoon, Hutcherson is taking me on a tour of the route he uses when transporting patients for their cancer treatment.
We're passing my patient right here.
Pulling into one of the major medical facilities in Lexington, he's greeted by the guard who obviously knows him.
How are you, Trouble?
Any better than I couldn't stand myself.
There you go.
Hutcherson tells me about his wife, Sandy, who died of breast cancer a little more than 20 years ago. Knowing what she went through inspired him to volunteer. He gets choked up, giving an example of what patients say to him in gratitude.
Sir, you don't know how much I appreciate what you do for us. That right there just does a number on you.
Hutcherson has transported more than 1,000 patients. He says depending on how long treatment lasts, sometimes he waits for the person and sometimes he runs errands or goes back home until it's time to pick them up. Volunteers in the Road to Recovery program provide their cars and time to take cancer patients from Lexington and surrounding counties to treatment, according to Kelsey Lewis, program manager of mission delivery for the American Cancer Society in Kentucky.
Transportation is one of the biggest barriers to cancer treatment. For a variety of reasons, every patient is unique, so it could be that they don't have transportation at all, so they have no vehicle. They could have a vehicle, but not able to drive themselves. They have a vehicle, they have family and friends, but you know, radiation can be Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, and their family has to work. It's not sustainable.
Lewis says the Bluegrass Road to Recovery program is more than 15 years old. She says every volunteer is screened by someone from the American Cancer Society. Volunteers are also required to complete an online training course. Once a driver joins the program, Lewis says the volunteer coordinator sets them up to drive a 20-mile radius.
So we cover Fayette County and all surrounding counties. So we're looking for drivers in all counties at Fayette and the surrounding area. But we are heavily in need of drivers in Clark County, Bourbon County, and Madison County currently.
A couple of years ago, Lewis says the Bluegrass Road to Recovery program was only able to give 200 rides. In 2018, drivers provided over 1,700 rides to patients in the Fayette County and surrounding areas. This year, Lewis says the 35 volunteers are expected to give 2,000 rides to patients.
Actually, a patient's told me, you know, she, yes, cancer was very stressful and you know, but having to ask for rides and having to, you know, ask her friends for that was even more stressful than having cancer.
Patient Melinda Puckett is extremely grateful for the program. She had 13 weeks of chemotherapy and 6 weeks of radiation 5 days a week for breast cancer. She says the drivers are wonderful people.
I was looking for a way to get to my treatment, and my family are all tied up working, and I don't drive that far, so it was like a relief that I had that ride, and I didn't have to ask my family to take off to take me, but I just can't say enough good about them.
Volunteers must have a valid driver's license, proof of auto insurance, and a reliable car. Drivers are needed for weekdays and weekends and can volunteer several days a week or once a month. As for volunteer Gerald Hutcherson, he'll continue helping out as a driver. He says he enjoys meeting the patients and it makes him feel good.
It gives you a good night's sleep knowing, well, hopefully I put a smile on somebody's face today.
In Lexington, I'm Sherry Lawson.